This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tua, Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
You, Brooks Koepka!
What did I tell you about Aaron Ekblad?
He's a good boy!
He's a good boy! Good boy, Jennifer!
He's the best boy!
He's a very good boy!
Man, the Panthers yesterday. They go up 3-1 on the Tampa Bay Lightning. They beat them 4-2. Aaron Ekblad, Seth Jones, goals mere seconds apart. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Here is Aaron Ekblad tying this puppy up.
Ekblad hands there to Reinhardt. Reinhardt just inside the line. Long shot, save me, rebound, they score! And it's Aaron Ekblad crashing the net, and the Panthers have tied this game at 2 with 3:47 to play in the third. Picks up the rebound, and this game is tied.
Man, that was good. Leroy, can you not?
Leroy, what?
You could have done this during the
You literally haven't said any words. You've just rummaged like a possum in the garbage in your snacks.
You know what's crazy? He was by the kitchen, and I was by the bathroom, and I could still hear the crunch from all the way over there.
Wow. Well, they're kettle cooked. I mean, those are very crunchy.
Mm. Oh, it's good stuff.
Yes. That's fine.
Mere seconds later, Seth Jones. Intangibles. That's how we do it in hockey, right? Intangibles for the lead.
Shot for the far point. They score. They score. This one took a bounce out front, and the Panthers have taken a 3-2 lead with 3:36 to play. Seth Jones put it to the net, and that one deflects in, and the Panthers are up a goal.
It went under the goalie's armpit.
Yeah, it did.
It was the weirdest. Oh, my God. That's why you shoot the puck.
Vasilevskiy couldn't gather himself from the goal mere seconds ahead. He wasn't. That's, you know what happens, Leroy? That's what happens when you don't reset and refocus. Now, I know Bob did the same thing in a period beforehand, but you want to know what he didn't do? Give up a goal the rest of the game?
Yeah, no.
Focus. I'm very happy.
He got the end boards. Lundell on it, and he will play it out the line. Held in. Radish, Gensel, shot. He rang it off the goalpost. Inches from tying the game, Gensel, then Hedman winds. Fires and a save with a left hand by Bobrovsky. And the puck played into the neutral zone.
Man, he was so. When they had that 5-minute kill they had to go into, Leroy.
That's what was amazing. So that was from the
that was when Mikola was just rubbing dudes' face into the ice.
I heard a stat from Billy Lindsay this morning about that 5-minute penalty.
Oh, yeah, what happened never happens.
What did he say?
The percentages of them going goalless during that time is around 30-40%. But what the Panthers did was not allow a shot on goal, which is anywhere between, he said, 2-5%.
That's amazing.
Not even a shot.
Studs. And then you have this coach. Because did Ekblad give a little bit too much to Hagel? Pow, did he bones Jones him in the face?
I think he was pushing to hit him in the shoulder and his hand.
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say. They didn't call a penalty. Hard to say. And this Messier. Is you know what that's like to have Messier up there? They rolled a clip in the later in the post game because this dude was Bow Central. I mean, it'd be like Draymond Green wanting somebody in the NBA kicked out for kicking someone in the nuts. He's got the audacity to say that about a good boy in Aaron Ekblad.
Good boy.
Good boy.
This was their coach Cooper. We call him Coach Pooper.
Do we?
That's what they call him, dude.
Like, it's getting tiresome answering questions about a hit every single game. So I'll ask you. You asked me the question. Why are you asking me the question? Do you have anything to say about it?
Nobody cares what I ask.
Oh, well, but, you know, if anybody in here has something, stand up and let me know. All right.
I have something to say. Coach Pooper, I have something to say.
Yes, sir, in the back.
How's it feel?
How does what feel?
That you're about to get top-hatted Monaco, baby! Cats in five.
Well, my response is...
Hey, look, let's just get something straight, okay? For the Bolts, because you guys don't know how to do this anymore. You're washed. It's a washed brand. It's a washed brand. And what you guys did to Alexander Barkov, you should have been taken away in handcuffs. Not just because of the hit. Leroy, not just because of the hit. Mm-hmm. Because you did it to a prince, a sweet man in Alexander Barkov, a pinnacle of the game and the way it should be played. And so what happens is you guys went too far. You slaughtered a baby lamb. And for that, we had to send the wolves on you. All right. And you can't handle it anymore because now it's gotten too tough. And you think you're so smart with your little back talk at Paul Maurice. Well, who's laughing now, dude? And what do you have to say?
I don't even know what to say to the media anymore.
You're embarrassing yourself. Your whole team. I told you Aaron Ekblad was a good boy.
With nice hair.
You did.
He got retribution for his good friend Alexander Barkov.
Yeah.
These guys have been...
That's not helping the situation, saying that was together. Retribution.
It was retribution.
Okay.
But you want to know how you do retribution? The right way.
Okay.
The clean way. No penalty.
No penalty.
You know, that gets reviewed, right?
If you're reviewing it, what are you reviewing it for? Be like, hey, that's how you get away with it. Can I just tell you something? The Panthers, very good at getting away with it.
They didn't get away with it yet.
Oh, we're going to get away with it. We got away with the Chuck hit. And it's going to make Coach Pooper so mad. And how about our boy, Lundy, with that luscious hair, baby Barky?
Didn't he get the 5-minute major?
No, it's crazy, though. And I don't mean to bring this back to the Heat, but how does he coach me? He's only 22 years old. So how does that... Is it because the Finns act like 25-year-olds?
I mean, look, 22, look at Sam Miscavige. He's young. Like last year.
Very odd.
Was it last year Lindell was really young?
He's still very young. Still very young.
But guess what? He got thrown in the fire in the Stanley Cup run.
Interesting. Interesting.
Like, that's what sports is now. Sports is you can't afford a whole bunch of veterans. You're young guys. You need to get these young guys on the floor when you don't have to pay them to get some production out of them. Not wait until one more year, then you got to decide whether to max them out.
Are we wearing top hats and monocles? Can we bring in champagne glasses on? Well, champagne's for the championship.
What are we doing?
So do we bring gin? No,
what are you doing?
Martinis?
Oh, a martini. Can you make us a martini?
Ooh.
Do you know how to make a martini?
Shaken, not stirred.
I can figure it out. Olives.
I don't like olives. I like mine with a twist.
How does James Bond like his
The dirtier, the better.
Shaken, not stirred.
Oh, look at that.
You're an idiot. Wow. No, wait. A martini has olives in it.
Yeah,
it can.
A dirty one.
No.
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 It has to be it has filthy. To
can you make us a two unfilthy martini?
I don't know the difference. Two I don't drink martinis.
Ooh, that'll be like an espresso.
Well, this one, so what you do...
More olive juice.
Two unfilthy.
All I want you to
dirty
do...
is more olive juice? Okay.
Yeah, what I want you to do is, instead of a toothpick for the olive, can you make a little hockey stick?
Oh. That's so cute. Please.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can what do you think is this, bar rescue?
Pop hats and monocles.
Let's go.
What do you think is bar rescue?
Coffee.
The game's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what I...
Espresso
martini. I hate those martini glasses. Let me tell you something.
I have a little
one. Time out.
A little travel
size. I'm going to say this, and I mean all the disrespect in the world. All
right.
A grown-ass man... should not be juggling a drink in that little bitty thing that spills
I
most
can't
of the
even
time.
Do that.
Right.
I spill it all
why,
the time.
Right. I want the liquor in my mouth. I do not want to have to balance it. No.
The close up on that.
That's not going to get clipped at all.
But wait. Did. Because, you know, sometimes when I get my Manhattan, they try to bring it in the fancy glass. I'm like, man, put that thing in a mug. What are you doing? Extra cherries.
Maybe I'll just drink a Manhattan. That seems like a manly gentleman's drink.
Ooh. Yeah. Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Cherries. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's got whiskey in it. You're good.
Yeah. I'll stick to whiskey, you know. That's my go-to.
But here. If we're going to do top hats and monocles,
yeah,
we either have to do one or two things. Scotch, straight up, no ice, or martini.
Big cube.
With the pinky.
You got to tell me what's more gentlemanly.
Wow.
And a cigar?
Oh.
We'll save that for whiskey stars and cigars.
Mm. Yeah, but I still don't, like.
Let's just open up a speakeasy in here at this point. You know what? It
seems like we already.
Dim the lights. We dim the lights. Please.
We already going to get fired by Friday if we even try to do any of this.
Well. If anybody's here.
Oh, but Wednesday. I'm not going to be here. I can do it from my house.
Yeah, but Wednesday's the
it's
game.
It's the game. So Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday makes sense.
I want a little chimney hat. Sorry.
What?
I'm just thinking of my outfit.
What's a chimney hat?
I don't know.
It's a top hat?
Where do we find these top hats?
Like, are you referring like as a chimney sweep?
Yeah.
No, he's talking a top hat.
No,
the
no,
high
no.
one. The high hat.
I have a new one.
Do you have a new one?
Yeah. After I burn the other one.
Fireproof?
Do you still have the burnt one?
No. I had to get rid of the evidence.
He had to get rid of the evidence because his wife was out of town. Was she out of town, right?
Who's a close set?
Close.
She was out of town, right? When you almost burnt down the house.
I didn't almost burn down the house. Mm-hmm. It's a close set.
Dude, you threw the match in there and then you...
A chimney sweep hat can look a little bit like a Peaky Blinder.
Let me see.
What?
No, but if I put a bow tie on.
Yeah, that's a high hat.
Come on.
I can look like a
bat I have.
A top hat. That's a top hat.
Nah.
But I don't think that's what like chimney sweeps look like that. Like sweep, I imagine looking like this, like in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna be like on a set of a.
It's
movie.
Not a Kangol. It's not LL Cool J.
Yeah, it's just a Kangol for white people.
Why would you wear a top hat while cleaning chimneys?
I just wanted to look like a chimney.
No, I think they call it a chimney sweep because it's made like a chimney.
I'm about to call this a chimney sweep.
Oh, is that like a gentleman sweep? But it's just
dirtier.
Ooh.
It's filthier.
So I don't think I've ever...
Please bring me the blue room.
I don't think I've ever had a martini. Nope, I've never had a martini.
Good time.
Really?
It's what? Gin, olive juice, vermouth. Not vermouth. What else? Yeah, vermouth.
Yeah.
And olives.
And pain.
The more olives, the better.
Yeah? Well, no, you want a snack. You don't want a drink.
Olives can kick rocks.
Every now and then I don't mind an olive. I don't necessarily like an olive in my drink because that means the drink is bitter. Right? I'm not into bitter drinks.
The only person who's bitter right now is Coach Pooper. He's bitter.
So bitter.
I mean, you were kind of bitter early on.
Deserved.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
I got more.
I know. The only thing that saved me was, see, perfect example of why you don't have two TVs.
Why?
Because I could just change and not go back to
that
garbage.
So you buried your head in the sand?
Yeah.
I understand.
At 38, do we need to watch more?
Ricardo says, Tobin, it's your fault. Go to hell.
Wow, Ricardo. I didn't think that was warranted.
Thank
we
you.
Already had this conversation yesterday.
It wasn't my fault.
But you were at fault. You started.
Not
listen.
My fault.
Like they said yesterday, it's going to be a 30 for 30. How the local radio host ruined the Heat.
I didn't ruin the Heat! Sorry.
If here's how evidence works. If we can go back in time and see where the downfall started, it started with you.
I don't like this. I'm taking a break. Motion for me. Come on. Slow. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here. 560 WQAM.
Do they play this every time Slow-Mo go in the game?
Hard to say. I don't know.
Game Ops even had a bad season.
I knew we were
season.
In trouble when he was dribbling the ball up here.
You thought Game Ops had a bad season, Marcos?
They had a failed Pepas.
Yeah. You know,
that's
not on them. That's on Jaime.
You know, they've had a failed bad couple of seasons. If I'm being, I was gonna remember the Conor McGregor thing.
That was a bad idea. But that's, you know, look, idea. I understand you want to make a lot of money. Conor has a lot of bucks behind him. Yeah. Terrible idea to do that in the middle of that. I will say, though, yesterday is when Game Ops makes its money. Wow. Because they got to keep people happy.
Yes.
And they send a lot of bribery t-shirts, a lot of bribe pizzas.
Oh, they were shooting a whole bunch of stuff out of cannons.
Oh, yeah, dude. Everything. They had the Golden Oldies go twice.
Twice for Golden Oldies?
They say, we tired.
Wait.
Get back out there. Get back out there.
Maybe that was just a starting lineup and you're confusing them. Are you sure it wasn't?
Spo's like, how old are you? Perfect.
Perfect.
Get him out there. Somebody said, I missed the comment, but somebody says, somebody tell Spo that Evan Mobley's 23.
I know, that's crazy, right?
He kind of looks older than 23.
Yeah, well, that's just because he looks like arms and legs. Yeah, that's why.
And so, and the crazy thing is that he went through his lumps last year.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
And Jared Allen famously did a couple of years ago then, too.
Right, where everybody said, he's young, he's got to go through his... Why is Kalel playing, you know... Dude. But here's the thing. When you've had success for a long period of time, that gets lost because you just think you can keep putting guys in there and just make it work. And your young guys, you can teach these young guys this lesson, right? Whereas every other team is thinking, let's get our young guys in so we can all grow together.
Stephen A. Smith has gone on First Take today, and he says it's time for Pat Riley to move on as president of the Miami Heat. He says, quote, you have to get people who want to come to Miami, and Pat Riley's not that guy anymore.
Really?
I think everyone's seeing it, man. I know it's hard, but I think it's the
it's
end
not,
of an era.
It's not here. I think people look at the team, right? And what big-time players do now is they try to figure out how they're going to fit on that team. And so what I would say is if you trade for a big name star and have to give up assets, when that star gets here, how much better are you except for that star? And so I think a lot of these players are looking at that situation and figuring it's not a situation where you say, ooh, let's see, I want to play with this guy, I want to play with this guy, I want to play with this guy. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
the thing was,
Golden State has a whole different situation.
They do, but let's take it back to when Jimmy got here, right? Like, when Jimmy got here, it's not like there was this vast destination of big players.
Jimmy's a different, because it's all about the money, and that's okay.
I'm talking about the first signing, though. I'm talking about when Jimmy came here from Philly. Okay, and yes, they did give him his money, which, you know, Philly was a little bit squirrely about giving him, and they had some riff with the coach.
Right.
But... you know, they weren't loaded up here. I mean, the starting lineup that year had two undrafted guys in Bam Adebayo at 21 years old.
Right. You know, so. But again, Jimmy's a different situation because what talks first with Jimmy?
The money. Yeah, the money did.
Okay.
But also he didn't like the situation in Philadelphia as well.
They didn't want to pay him.
It's not just that they didn't want to pay him, though. Like, they had the whole riff with the coach, the Ben Simmons thing. Like, there was a lot of, like, locker room tension as far as Ben Simmons being a mope. mm-hmm. and that being a weird fit. So there was that too. Like it wasn't just a money thing because people were going to pay Jimmy his money regardless.
Right.
You know, so like when you're talking about getting people, I think the thing with the question here with the Heat is you're this far off. Like you just got stomped like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really like, is this a viable destination anymore? Like this is that's the thing that the Heat have to look themselves in the mirror and ask. Like it has, of course, prestige of its past and it has prestige of what it's done.
That's one of the hardest things to do. One of the hardest things to do is move on from what won in yesteryear and do what wins now. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for a lot of people because they've had so much success. And Spoelstra's had so much success that one of the guys who I think has been really good at it has been Pop, right? Like, he has a way of doing things, but as each era has gone by, he's been able to...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, they kind of... Like, Pop had that time after the whole Kawhi thing. Like, let's look at the Spurs, right? They had the Kawhi thing, and they didn't want to go in the tank. So they traded for DeMar DeRozan. They had LaMarcus Aldridge. And they were, you know, kind of like this. This was, like, right. their version
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it came to the point where they had to set it off and blow things up. Now, the thing that is tough for the Heat is they do have this, you know, pick that they still owe for the Terry Rozier trade. But they are going to be in a situation, and they have the 20th pick this year. Next year, they'll have their own pick. And, you know, like, so is this a year where, like, the Heat would do a soft reset, take a step back, get themselves in the lottery? 2026, your cap space clears. And if Luka doesn't extend, then you get into the game for him in free agency. Like, that has to be asked. Or do you really think that there's going to be something in the idea of, like, if Giannis becomes available or if
right.
if Joker or whoever, Kevin Durant, if adding Kevin Durant, would Kevin Durant, of all the options Kevin Durant could go to, if he could go to Houston or he could go to Miami right now?
Houston.
You know, so, like, yeah. These are the things that has to be asked.
One of the frustrating things about all of this is all those teams that you just talked about, Houston, you know, some of these younger teams, they throw their young players in and take their lumps.
But they also bottom it out.
That's the point that I was getting at, is that they went wherever those young guys took them,
mm-hmm.
right? And it wasn't good the first year. Cleveland struggled a little bit too when those young guys, because they made a lot of mistakes. I think that's where we are now in basketball, is that let those young guys get some experience. Because guess what? I think all we did this year is prolong the finding out whether Kalel or Jovic can be those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really fell in love with Jaime, and then you fell out of love with him.
Deserved. He stunk.
But that's just because you have success early, right? As you get on in your career, that's when you become more consistent. It's spotty right now because they're young. Or they're new NBA players.
He's 25. He's right there with the age.
No, new. That's why I changed it.
Sorry.
I changed it right because I knew where you were going. And you just blew by it like I never said nothing. Anyway, these new NBA players, a lot of teams are just letting them take their lumps, figure out what they have, and move on from there. Like, just because Jaime had a good rookie year doesn't mean he's going to build on it. He's still going to have some ups and downs because he's young and early in his career. How's mm-hmm. that? That happens. But, like, now all of a sudden he's on the bench because, yeah, his second year in the NBA, he wasn't as good as he was his first year. It happens. Like, we got to get off of this. Like, remember, think about this. Everybody says Jordan was the greatest, right?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest. You know, the first 5 years of his career, everybody said he's not a winner, he's just a scorer.
You're doing the Jordan thing?
Yes, but
that's
because
the comparison you want to make, you want to do Tom Brady?
No, 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 no. I'm just saying, no, Tom Brady was great early. Football's different. Basketball, they say, you get into your prime 26, 27 years
old.
Okay,
so let's get to this then, though. So is the answer then, do the Heat have a step back year? Because, like, it doesn't make sense.
I don't know, because they didn't play their young guys. So if
that's what a step back year would be.
Now if they have to rely on them.
Well, I'm talking about a year they're not gonna be close. Like, I'm talking about a year where, yeah, you're gonna be. I mean, hell, they won 37 games this year. What's winning 30 next year? Mm-hmm. What's winning 25 next year?
I would say this: if you give me consistent Pella minutes, Jovic minutes, Kalel minutes, all right, Jaime minutes, right, whatever they may be, that they ain't gonna win no less than 37. They're not.
Maybe not. I don't know.
They're not. 37 is the basement of what I think this team with this length and this youth could do.
Mm-hmm.
We never saw it because
they're going to be at a crossroads. Like, put the Pat Riley stuff aside. Like, okay, yeah,
I'm not even talking about Pat Riley. I'm just talking about the team.
I know you're not, but national heads calling him to step aside. To me, Pat Riley gets to go out on his own terms. He created this. Mm-hmm. If Pat Riley wants to stick around, in my eyes, he's going to stick around. And I mean the same way with Spo. Marcos wants to kick him upstairs.
Woo.
I don't think Spo needs to be kicked upstairs, but there does have to be a recalibration in the organization. And I don't know what that is as far as, do they want to go either A, go take a real risk on some talent,
mm-hmm,
that Mays has some baggage to it, much like Jimmy did, by the way.
But Jimmy could play. But Jimmy was always a player.
He had attitude baggage and he had durability baggage. But he was a playoff winner. He was in Philly.
I think with the youth that you have, the one thing that helps getting youth forward into their careers is consistency. I don't think you can have a leader,
mm-hmm,
who is inconsistent with his availability.
Okay. You got to hope like hell you can win the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, which nobody loses that sweepstakes more than the Miami Heat. This would be the fourth time they've done that if they don't get Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what that makes you. Bam, Tyler, and Kevin Durant.
Also, put in that younger talent.
But you're going to have to trade some of that younger talent to get him.
But Kevin Durant?
Some of it. You're going to have to get rid of somebody. What do you think?
I'm going to do it, Tobin.
You turn to me? You think you need to get it for Jaime and Terry?
Jaime and Terry. No, that's what you'll do. Now all of a sudden this dude got some get right.
Jaime and Terry's a good trade.
You wanted to get Zion for Terry Rozier and Jaime.
I think we can do that trade.
See what I'm saying?
I think we can do that trade.
But when I say, let's do that for Kevin Durant.
I think we can do that trade.
Huh?
20th pick, Terry Rozier. Duncan Robinson for Zion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think they would do that?
Hell yeah. They got a first round pick and they get Zion off their hands? Finally.
So let's see what this looks like. Zion, who at some point during the season,
is going to get into an Astron controversy.
No, it's just going to be an empanada sitting on the bench. Right?
Okay, so hold on. So we got that. Or...
No.
We take a step back here.
I'm not. Ja is out of the question.
I'm not talking about Ja.
Okay.
He's in other categories. So it's either baggage, young guy who's going to look for a new destination. So we'll call that the trade Ja Zion, category. A young, talented guy with a lot of baggage and big question mark.
Yes.
The KD with a slice of maybe Giannis, even though I don't know if you've got enough to get him. Maybe. Or... you take a step back,
but
maybe move on from Tyler Hero because he's going to want his extension.
Let me finish.
And you play the young guys, you figure it out, you get the best pick that you can next year, and you'll have a lot of money coming off the books. And then maybe you make a run at whatever 2026 is. Maybe that's Ant-Man, maybe that's Luka, whatever. So those are their options.
Okay.
Those are their options. Now, we got to let's take a break. We'll take a step back and we'll get back into it, all right?
Why do you get to finish? I wanted to finish. Fine.
You
finish.
No, you finish.
No,
you finish.
No, you finish.
No, you finish.
No.
Fine. Back up.
I'll finish if you know what.
All right, welcome back everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Nothing says intangibles like brass monkey.
That's true.
Play this for a reason, though.
Four?
No.
I need to know.
I just got it.
I need to
know. But wait, that's not. So, here, I'll. There's a thing on the internet.
Biggest thing on the internet.
Biggest thing on the internet.
Oh, I know we're gonna do that topic too.
I need to know because Leroy's wrong already.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are.
You want to do 100 men versus a gorilla?
Let's go.
Silverback.
One silverback.
Is there any
with
kind
no
of
weapons?
I don't think there's any other kind of gorilla
with no weapons.
No weapons. Yeah.
I don't think it said that.
No, it said no weapons. Yeah, no weapons.
No weapons.
All right.
So who?
It's easily 100 men.
No,
it's not King Kong. It's just a gorilla,
dude. How much you think? Go the average size of a gorilla. Go.
He's gonna kill 30 to 40 people. But
we're gonna win, dude. Wait, when he killed the first one, the other 99 gonna get the
hell out
of it.
Depends what kind of like, dude. Is it men picked at random, or can I pick the 100 best men for this?
No, we're not going. You gonna pick UFC guys?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
You got your best gorilla. I can't pick 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, like, it doesn't say the best gorilla. It says just a gorilla.
Yeah.
If I get John Jones, Francis Ngannou,
come on,
Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking like heavyweights.
Gotta get some Shaq in there, like a
Shaq, Tyson Fury,
Dwight Howard.
There is a path to this. There's a path, but I don't like. There's
no
going to
weapons,
be casualties.
Though. There's going to be a.
There's
going to
be casualties. Happens. There's going to be nuts ripped
now,
off.
Here,
yeah.
Let me explain something to you.
That's what I was thinking.
Here's where it gets interesting with human beings. Hmm. You gonna sacrifice your ass for the other 99 so they can win?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
I think the thing is, if you're just going for the win.
We're just going for the win.
If you have pride, like I think the original tweet says you just got to be committed to it.
Yeah.
So if you say, hey, this is for the existence of mankind. Yeah, otherwise,
right.
The gorillas take over.
This is a final.
You know, in Planet of the Apes, the apes won.
I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they cheated. That wasn't just one. There was a lot of them.
Okay, but so, but the main one, he seemed to...
Caesar?
Yeah, he was good.
Caesar was good. Okay, smart. Smart.
We understand,
smarter than some people I know.
We understand the first people are going to take a lot of casualties, but, you know, like we said, if we're committed to the cause, he's not getting through 100 of these battles.
Dude, have you met him? Have you met a male?
I've watched my...
Ain't nobody that committed to nothing.
I think 100's too many.
Too many.
I think it's too many.
It's
I
too
think the
many?
Gorilla the gorilla could get weighed down on. You could you know start bashing its face in.
Really?
Yeah. I
you think
you
so?
100 men, dude.
So they go
100 men.
What's the size of the gorilla?
Well, it's just hard because like
just give me what's the average size of a silverback gorilla.
But like they're kind of hunchback, so they're only 4'4". But
no, just give me the weight,
up.
Dude.
The weight. Okay. Nobody asked the body type.
All right, dude. You said the height of it.
No, I said weight. Nobody
See,
said how high.
It's only 350.
Why are you asking
pounds?
About weight, huh?
350 pounds.
350 to 400.
That's
wait. Wait.
That's true.
350 pounds.
Yes.
300. In a four foot four frame.
I know.
But all apes are vicious. Like, would you do the same thing with a chimp? Like, a chimp would is
chimp is crazy, yeah.
Chimp is just as vicious.
For sure.
But it's smaller.
Oh, that's, we're killing that.
350.
75 men on the chimp. Easy.
350.
Mm-hmm.
5 foot, 350.
Mm-hmm.
With a 7 foot wingspan, because you know they got them long arms. How you going to rush him?
Let me ask you this. If you could teach a gorilla to play football.
Ooh, right.
Okay. You're telling me that it would be untackleable?
No, he wouldn't be able to run. He would be a tackler.
No, I'm saying you teach a gorilla to hold that rock.
He's not fleet of foot.
Third and
though.
One.
They're not fleet of foot.
They're not fleet of foot.
They're fleet of hand because they're kind of just like on
yeah, the that's left. What I'm saying.
Would he be down by contact if that's how he ran?
Every time. Yeah, you're down. He's down.
Could we solve fourth and one?
No.
By having Pickles the gorilla?
If Pickles the gorilla played nose tackle, then like you never get the first there.
Man.
Wingspan. 25 miles per hour.
He can run 25 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That's faster than a human.
No, definitely. Also capable of lifting 4,000 pounds.
How fast do they spin?
That's a lot of weight.
Dude, now you think 100 men going to take that down?
I have to specify. Like, if I just had 100 men a drawing, like, if you just gave me...
Yeah, 100
like
men.
If it was, like, Jeopardy guy...
Keep in mind, that's the average size of a silverback.
Like, if I...
We're not taking the biggest, baddest silverback.
I know. I'm saying, like, if I end up with a bunch of, you know, kickers... I can't do anything with it.
No,
but if
no,
I'm
no.
allowed to go, if I'm allowed to pick my 100 men, okay, and I could have Zach Sealer.
Can Caesar pick his silverback?
Oof. Yeah. This
Caesar the king?
Yeah.
The yes. tallest silverback was 6'5". Jesus.
How much did he weigh?
8 foot wingspan.
Is that like a prehistoric one?
In 1938. They found him in 1938. He was 6'5". He had an 8'10" wingspan. And he weighed 483 pounds.
Good God. No, super gorilla we can't be.
I'm just saying,
average gorilla.
Wait, he's going to get tired,
We're talking about the average. So, you look.
What is he, Conor McGregor? Okay, like, he can only go one round?
Okay.
No, he's going to kill 50
Let's do
people.
It this way. What is the average size of a male? What's the average size of a gorilla? The silverback gorilla?
No, if it's average man, no way. Like, if it's 100
But that's what you're doing, because we
But
pick,
if I'm allowed to
we
have...
We just pick the average size of the gorilla.
Yeah, if I'm allowed to have... If I'm allowed to pick my 100 men, and I can have Zach Sealer...
Can Caesar pick the gorilla?
Yeah. He can't pick a super gorilla. It has to be a regular zoo gorilla.
Yeah. Why are you picking all pros?
Because I do feel like we're the dogs here. Has anybody put a betting line on it? Somebody's had to have put a betting line out on this.
Well, is that legal?
No, but we get sent these emails all the time, hypotheticals of like the betting line. I'm sure somebody's had to put it. And I imagine the gorilla's the favorite.
Yes!
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's a gorilla.
Do you think
he ain't thinking about getting home to his
Do you think we'd lose by less than 55?
Huh?
Will we lose by less than 55? Will we finish with 55 men?
No.
Okay.
No.
How many men will we finish with if we won? 14?
10.
Wow.
10 men.
So
you think 90 men die?
Yes.
Die.
Trying to beat this gorilla?
Because
and
I
what
think,
shape are the 10
I think you're going to pick up one and beat the other one's ass with that one.
Yeah, but then while he's doing that, tickle, 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 tickle.
Yeah,
boom. Really?
And then
does he know jiu-jitsu? Like, if I brought Damian Maya.
No, he's a ground and pound guy.
No, but if I get his back, right?
Yes.
And Damian Maya gets on the backpacking.
Do you understand?
Go to sleep.
Wait, do you understand how long his arms are? He would just reach back and rip them off.
I don't know.
Gotta see it.
Yeah.
Would he know how to do that?
He just said the biggest one had a wingspan of 8 feet.
That's a fair point.
That is crazy.
You'd have to trap his arm. All right, so first you gotta get him an arm bar.
Gotta
snap one of the arms.
You think he's gonna get the...
Go after the...
We are missing the point here.
What about the ACL?
Have you... Pull up video of a silverback fighting.
Kick him back in the knee.
That's what you need to see. Okay? We're not talking about a hockey fight. Go pull up a silverback fighting. Or two silverbacks fighting. And watch how they fight against each other. Then take that and put a man in place. See, you ain't got to beat all
But if
of
I
them.
Had, like, Bigfoot Silva, he made Fedor tap.
Come on.
Yeah, but okay, what if I get Bigfoot Silva back? You getting the biggest.
Yeah, but you're making, like, you're coming up with King Kong. Like, you're not allowed to pick Kong.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Gotta pick a gorilla.
Okay.
Run-of-the-mill gorilla. I'm allowed to have some fighters.
What, the average?
Yeah.
The average.
You got to have some fighters. Like, no one's going to, like,
but that's
Bunting
whole,
isn't going to sign up for this.
That's the whole argument.
You know who
a 100 random
no,
men?
No, the argument was 100 men who are committed, and committed people are going to need fighting.
Yep.
Look, I just got to tell you.
Okay, so if I had 100 fighters, would they win?
Come on.
No.
Really? So you think they still lose?
No way.
Have you seen animals in the animal kingdom and how they fight?
I have.
Pull up a
No,
pull
but
up a
they can't
gorilla 100 fight.
100 people
it
though.
Don't matter.
That's 20,000 pounds.
Dude, I saw Caesar you're take healthy. Down the whole race of people.
If we had 100 people versus the Cavs yesterday, 100 Heat fans, could we score more points in the first quarter?
No.
But we get to play 100 versus 5.
They're NBA players.
But it doesn't matter. We could just bombs away. Do you think we could hit it?
Average? What's the average?
What did we finish last night with, Marcos, in the first quarter?
That's a very crowded
12?
Court. The court is very crowded.
Could we score? It finished, I think, 43-17. If I gave 100 people... And we all had basketballs.
No, yeah. Wait. Why do you keep
That may make it worse because.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Now all of them just steal it and all five of them have basketballs.
Hey,
let's just recruit.
You're the guy that y'all sitting around the TV or outside drinking. And y'all start a random conversation, and he's the guy, but what if I, like, no. Have you seen a Silverback fight?
You seen Yoel Romero? I was looking.
Dude, I actually did see Yoel Romero.
Come on.
Yoel Romero, he goes at the body at this gorilla. It's toast.
Yeah. He'll take a couple of gorillas.
He just beat a 6'7 guy.
Wait. But that 6'7 guy couldn't touch you from here. A gorilla's reach is unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched some right now. It's scary.
No, it's. I'm telling you.
They're big. And they're
I think
fast.
Y'all, listen.
They're fine.
You misunderstand nature. See, I understand nature. That's why I don't go pet sharks. That's why I don't put my head in the mouth of an alligator. No. I understand.
What's Wemby's wingspan?
Oh, that's good.
What?
Wemby, come on.
He'd beat the 100 men and pick his teeth with Wemby.
Literally.
Oof.
What are you doing?
Reach of a gorilla is 7'7 to 8'6".
There.
Wingspan of Wemby is 8 feet.
There.
Okay, so Wemby is. So we need Wemby on the team.
Yeah.
No,
just
you
to
don't.
Keep him at bay.
No, he's a windsock.
And Chet.
Yeah.
They're windsocks.
They have a purpose. Mm. It's to keep him at bay.
With the chicken wings?
They keep him at bay.
He's
John Jones jumps on the back.
Really?
Stipe starts kicking the legs.
Dude, you. And.
Know who we can have.
Pull up a bit. Do you see, have you seen him fight?
I'm watching right now.
Will Campbell.
And you think that that's how that's going to end?
Short arms.
They're a little sloppy with their punches.
Right? They kind of just swing
dude,
and stuff.
Dude, and what do you expect the gorilla to faint? You expect it to be
that's a it's you got to be honest with you. I'm watching it right now. Mind you, I've watched a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
It's less impressive than you think.
I'm telling you. We can definitely get it done. Plus, if we all just really work together.
Sloppy, right?
Okay.
Told you.
He'd fight another big ass.
Tyson Fury would pick him up from the outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude.
He's the Gypsy King.
Dude.
Switch hands.
Look at that. Is that
three
a
misses.
Is that a female on the right?
I don't know. It says two alpha gorillas.
Okay.
I don't know how they determine that's at the zoo. Anyway, we got to take a break. Back after this.
It's a giant.